This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. A frenzied day of campaigning in New Hampshire wrapped up last night with a lively debate among the Republican presidential candidates. In one of many sharp exchanges, Chris Christie questioned Marco Rubio's experience, leading to this back and forth when Christie tried to defend his response to the recent major snowstorm in New Jersey.
The shame is that you would actually criticize somebody for showing up to work, plowing the streets, getting the trains run back on time, when you've never been responsible for
Chris,
that in your entire life.
Okay. He didn't want to go back.
And the fact is, I went back, it got done, and here's something.
You didn't want to go back.
I went back. Oh, so wait a second. Is that one of the skills you get as a United States Senator, ESP also?
Chris, everybody, you said you weren't going to go back.
The fact is, Marco.
He told everyone he wasn't going to go back, and they had to shame him into going back.
And the candidates will take their arguments back to the trail today as they work to persuade voters before Tuesday's primary. WBUR's Bob Oakes is in New Hampshire watching this unfold and joins us now from Merrimack. Hi, Bob.
Morning, Sharon.
So as the first in the nation primary gets closer, the tempo of campaigning is picking up. That's what you've been seeing?
Yeah, very much so, Sharon. I guess you could say the blitz is on as the candidates and their supporters are fanning out across the state. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton held a voter rally in Concord yesterday with former fellow Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. Bernie Sanders rallied at a college in Ringe, New Hampshire. On the Republican side, John Kasich was at his headquarters in Manchester. Jeb Bush held a town hall in Bedford with former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge. And much more is on tap for today.
Right. And Massachusetts political figures are making their presence known.
Yes, that's right. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is testing his political organization out of state by pledging over 1,000 volunteers to Hillary Clinton's Get Out the Vote effort. Walsh himself worked some shoe leather in Manchester yesterday greeting voters. Senator Ed Markey and Attorney General Moore Healey were also here for Clinton. On top of that, at candidates' offices, we ran into numerous Massachusetts residents who were up for the weekend, just rank-and-file folks, volunteering for several different candidates.
And Bob, traditionally, New Hampshire voters make up their minds late. Does that pattern seem to be holding true in this primary?
That's what the polls and the experts think is the case. The polls, including the latest WBUR poll, show around 5 to 7% undecided in both races. But on top of that, other surveys suggest 35 to 40% could yet change their minds on their candidates. We spoke to Neil Levesque about this. He's the executive director of the New Hampshire Institute of Politics at St. Anselm College in Manchester.
New Hampshire voters traditionally really want to vet these candidates. They hold the door open right until the election day. And the final weekend, we see wide swings. Traditionally, over time, this happens quite a bit, where they wait to the last minute. That doesn't mean that they're not examining and they're not trying to decide. The week between Iowa and New Hampshire is a time of vigorous campaigning in New Hampshire because these candidates are getting vetted by the voters and the voters are going out to see them.
And the campaigns are seeing that. As they say, virtually all of the 11th hour candidate rallies are packed by New Hampshireites trying to get one more viewing in.
Well, Bob, we know the polls say that Sanders leads Clinton in the Democratic race and Trump leads the GOP race. But it sounds like Neil Levesque is suggesting that New Hampshire might actually deliver a surprise.
I asked him that question, and keeping in mind that New Hampshire voters have done so in the past, delivered surprises, he answered it this way.
I think it's very likely that New Hampshire will surprise people. And that can be not just a first place finish. It could be a second or third, or even in this case with so many candidates, a candidate coming from way behind and finishing an unexpected third or fourth. These are the kinds of things that can happen.
He's talking about the GOP race there, that in his view, Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, John Kasich, Chris Christie, Ted Cruz could end up in any order at this point. But he also said that any surprise must come in the context that Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, the front runners, have led their respective races in New Hampshire for so long now, it might be hard for them to live up to their expectations in terms of the size of their wins, the margins, if they do win.
And Bob, if voter interest is high, I suppose it stands to reason that voter turnout will also be high on Tuesday?
Yeah, that's the thought. Secretary of State Bill Gardner, who over the years has been pretty accurate with his predictions, believes the turnout Tuesday will set a New Hampshire primary record. And here's Neil Levesque, the New Hampshire Institute of Politics director, on turnout.
You know, a lot of people call this our state sport. Our unofficial state sport is politics. And that is certainly true. We have the highest voter turnout rates in the nation. And on this Tuesday, it's likely that over 550,000 people will turn out to vote. This is a state of 1.3 million people. That is a huge number.
And regarding the possibility of snow on Tuesday impacting the voting, very few pundits or observers here think it'll make much of a difference. And as a decades-long New Hampshire political activist told me last night, no, Bob, we are a hardy lot. Sharon?
Well, there is no debate over that, Bob. Thank you.
My pleasure.
WBUR's Bob Oakes in Merrimack in the run-up to the New Hampshire primary on Tuesday. Bob will be hosting WBUR's Morning Edition from Manchester tomorrow morning and Tuesday morning, and will anchor WBUR's election night coverage. This is 90.9 WBUR.